you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Oh boy, vote day. How you doing, my friends? Tuesday, May 19th already, and if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. Want to remind you, our studio line is 503-589-1220. Would love to hear from you today. Let's start out this morning right. What a great way to get started on our Tuesday, this election day, primary day. And friends, hopefully you have filled out your ballot and popped it in the mail last week. If you have not, you need to get it dropped off today. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann, and I'm excited to be here with you and in the studio with me today. I am glad to have Don Wyatt with me. And Don, you and I are going to do this show today, and we're going to talk about pretty much whatever we want to talk about. We're going to invite folks to join in. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing really well.
Helps if I have your mic on.
Glad to be here. That's right. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to have you.
Hey, so I want to encourage everyone, that especially if you know me, because I'm feeling so afraid today. No, I'm just kidding. I want you to call in, okay?
Yes.
I want you to join the discussion of what we're doing. And what's that number, Stacey?
Our number is 503-589-1220. Call the studio line. We'd love to talk to you.
I know that we are a secular programming station, but I'd like to start off praying as well.
I think that'd be great. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to be a servant to you and to the people of Marion, Polk, Bienville counties, and the people that are listening to the podcast later on. And it's an important day for us for so many reasons. I know that in the physical, we've got an election, and we're fighting this disease, and there are so many things transpiring that take our attention away from what's really important, and we want to focus our individual lives and our professional lives and our family lives and our business lives and everything else on you and on your word, because you gave us an instruction manual, and if we would just pay a little attention to it, the world would be a lot better place. So in the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, we ask that this election would start separating the light from the dark. And let us do our part as well here at KSLM Radio. In the name of Jesus, amen. Yeshua.
Amen. Great way to get started on our day, any day of the week, with prayer and Pledge of Allegiance. And, you know, it's really been an interesting 24 hours, Don, with Oregon in the headlines, in the national headlines, and some focus coming over here in regards to what's going on for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And one of the fun things about this radio show that I love is the very two things that people say, oh, you really shouldn't talk about. We can talk about. We can talk about our faith. We can talk about religion and politics here, and we should have these discussions. It's a part of humanity. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, and we need to have that element a part of our life and acknowledge that part of our life and our government. And when we think about the Constitution and think about the Founding Fathers, I watched The Patriot the other night. You know, the sacrifices, the general population, the farmers, the everyday man and woman taking up arms and defending our liberty. There is something very inspiring.
It's one of my favorite movies, and the reason is because those of us who have been in the trenches and become tired of having to take scalps and going out in really the violence of politics and being engaged in the world and fighting for our rights and our freedom, we got tired in our maybe 40s and 50s a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping that the next generation would come along, but they don't have, you know, we want to help them. We want to grow them up, to help them have the experience and to put them in place. And I think that between the, you know, the World War II generation and the baby boomer generation, we got caught up in other things, mm-hmm. and we let those who want to destroy our republic come in and take over so many different areas of influence, our education system, our entertainment, our business and commerce rules, and everything where they could encroach on our liberty and our freedom, they've done it. And it's our fault. So guess what? Just like Mel Gibson and the Patriot, mm-hmm. the old guys, we need to step up.
Right.
Along with the next generation so that we can guide them back to a path where we don't lose what was so hard fought.
Well, and the thing about the Patriot that really spoke to me too is that the instilled in the values and the foundational remembrances of the oppression, you know, they remembered the oppression of why they left, mm-hmm. and started America and wanting those freedoms and liberties. And even on Sunday, the discussion of some of the pastors when we had the gathering at the Capitol, mm-hmm. and some of the pastors who had been under the oppression and know what it's like to be persecuted because of faith. I think having a country that we can stand firm and have our constitutional rights is so important. But we've gotten so focused on the feel good, and maybe this came through the 70s. I don't know what your thoughts are, but if it feels good, do it. So much based on emotion. We are so camped in on our emotion and appealing, and that's where the social media right now is hyped up in the fear and the emotion of everything, and we tend to react not on fact. And I maintain that if we continue to have the facts and the information and are bold and courageous with the fact, we can fight that fear. We really can.
Yeah, and I can't remember. I'll try to find the quote here as we go along, but there's actually what has not happened is we haven't had difficulties and we haven't had oppression. Mm-hmm. And we've bought into, you know, the internet is a perfect example of how we have allowed them to take our freedom. We've given it up voluntarily, put ourselves under tyranny in many ways, mm-hmm. by giving up our power. And I'm not saying that it feels good, but it is good for us to be in oppression sometimes so that it brings us together and lets us realize what's important. That hasn't happened with the millennials and the snowflakes and, you know, mm-hmm. all those other guys. They've just been given a lot of comfort.
Yes.
And so they don't know what they're about to lose.
Right. And you can't value something if you haven't had some work and hard sacrifice for it. And I know that even going to the coast that I did this weekend, and I went into some boutiques that opened up, I was in shock when I walked in, and I had my scarf around my neck down. I didn't have it up, but I was hounded, almost harassed.
Really?
Because I did not have a mask. And of course, if I wear a mask too long, I actually do have some medical stuff I can't. Mm-hmm. it's a little complicated, but I can't do the more than even claustrophobic. I need the air, the fresh air. And but it made me feel like I was not invited, even though it was their store, you know, and I was harassed, and I didn't have my own liberty and my own space or my own choice, you know, and it kind of stirred the pot a little bit within me, and it made me uncomfortable. It's like, okay, then maybe I don't want to shop if I'm going to be treated like I'm the criminal, you mm-hmm. know, coming in without a mask kind of thing.
And that was really it surprised me, too, that the poll that supposedly says there's 80% of the people that want to live under oppression in Oregon. Mm. 82%. And I was reading in a Yamhill newspaper that they, since Yamhill County is open and Linn County is open, some of the storekeepers are saying, oh, we're afraid. Mm. We don't want to open up yet. We want to wait longer. Or others of them were saying, well, if somebody comes from Marion or Polk County or from the Tri-County area, we're going to ask for everyone's driver's license or ID to see where you live. And if you don't live in our county, then we're going to ask you to leave. You know, that's flat-out discrimination. And that kind of mindset has been put into the people's heads to make them just afraid sheep.
Yes.
And that's what we have to grapple against is, you know, I was reading also, you've heard that only 3% of the in the Revolutionary War, only 3% of the population was involved in the Revolutionary War. That's not exactly accurate. It's probably more like 20%. Mm-hmm. But the 20 or 25% have to be the ones who grab the 80% by the ear.
And say, come on, let's go.
And say, you're coming. Mm-hmm. This is the direction we're going. Because people are afraid. Mm-hmm. And unless you have a really firm foundation under your belt, I think, at least in my experience, based on the Bible and on God's commandments, then why shouldn't you be afraid? Mm-hmm. You have nothing to fall back on.
Where's the hope, right? Yeah. Where's the hope? One of the things that really challenges me is I don't like the way the stay safe, stay home has turned into, if you go out of home, somehow you're not compassionate and you want to see people die. That's a huge jump in my mind, and I'm having a hard time struggling with that, because just like I have watched downtown the Glamour Studio and Lindsey Graham stand up for her family and continue to hit the drum that, hey, I have a right to make an income and provide for my family, and that right has been limited by the governor. And what's interesting about this lawsuit that we're watching unfold right here in Oregon is I believe that the governor is opening up herself potentially to even a personal lawsuit, in that she is harmed. You know, the government has harmed people's personal ability to make an income. And if you and I had a piece of land and the government came in and said, oh, we need that land to build a road or a railroad mm-hmm. track or mm-hmm. whatever, that domain, eminent domain or whatever, they take it by law and statute. They're supposed to pay you for that.
Right.
Well, there's protections in the law as well for what's ours in our income. And it's interesting when you listen to Kevin Mannix yesterday and talk about his press conference. He talks about that damage that is being done to individuals, businesses, even churches by not allowing to be open. And certainly there's a big gaping hole. Yes, there's church online. You can watch it online. You can watch your Bible study online or whatever, but there's something about that human connection.
Well, the fellowship or the personal connection, sharing experience in person and mm-hmm. praying for each other. You don't even, when you're online, you can look at a name, but you can't look at a person.
Right.
So.
And you can't read the body language and the emotional intelligence and stuff. And the scripture says, don't forsake the assembling together, right? So that is also part of the word and a part of the experience of worship.
Definitely. Well, we went right into, we didn't get to go over the news like you usually
I
do.
I know. Normally we go over the news, and some of that news, of course, is talking about the Supreme Court and the action yesterday. And after this little break that we go into here, we'll get into some of that news. I also want to read an article. I want to run an article by you, Don, kind of talking about that preconditioning of us maybe for something down the road and being on guard and being prepared. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Don Wyatt in the studio today. We're hanging out together talking about current situation and voting, the election today. We'll get into that a little bit coming up.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning, stepping on my way. Good morning.
Good morning. Dayton, Silverton, wherever you're at today, we're so glad to have you along. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, 722 in the morning. And as we talked about a little bit earlier and alluded to, we've been through a lot in Oregon the last 24 hours. As you know, several churches and some businesses joined in a lawsuit suing Governor Brown, stating that her ability to do a stay-at-home order beyond the 28 days has long expired, and she doesn't have the authority under the Oregon Constitution to continue to renew these orders. In fact, I think we're up to like 20 orders altogether right now, and it just continues on and on, and many counties are opening up in phase one across Oregon. However, Marion and Polk County have not been granted, and several counties, Clackamas and those around, I think Multnomah, those around the Portland area, there's Washington, they're all still kind of lumped together as well. I don't even think that they've applied. And here's the interesting fact, Don. I have Don White here with me today, and we're kind of talking about current events and a little bit of civics and how all of this is impacting our lives locally and nationally. One of the things that I find interesting is Marion County right here. I know there's been a lot of work done, due diligence. We have three commissioners, and they have been working hard, long hours with several of the healthcare workers and experts in our county to put a comprehensive plan together to reopen. And they put this plan together and submitted it even before the due date and were denied. And it'll be interesting, Don, to see how that plays out this week, because again, it goes before the governor, and she again has the authority to say yes or no to opening up. What I find interesting is, under the retail guidelines in our whole state, Marion County is open. Stores can open unless they're in an enclosed mall, but a lot of businesses are afraid. They're afraid to open. They don't know. It's like this gray area. They're danged if they do and danged if they don't. What are you finding out there as you talk to people?
Well, as you know, we are in the commercial shopping center as part of our construction and development company. And right now we have probably 95% of the tenants that are not able to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to open back up for the most part. We have a flea market. We have a lot of restaurants. We have a lot of services like beauty salons and barbers and so on. And they want to be able to make it their choice. Now, they're not willing to necessarily stand up and fight because of a lot of different reasons. A lot of them are in a minority community, for example, and they're not used to our system.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a little bit afraid of fighting government.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us, for example, I got involved in politics in my late 20s, early 30s, mm-hmm. because of government oppression.
Right.
Basically, when they wouldn't let us build on land that we had owned and paid for and had the tenants ready to go and the financing ready to go, and yet that other evil entity over there kept us from doing it. Mm. So we fought the city and made our own initiative petition,
mm-hmm.
and that's what got me excited about fighting back. But it's not the culture of everybody to fight back. And so they need leaders to stand up and give an example of what you can do. So that's one thing. Then I'll also have some tenants who want to start out. And we all talked last night, and they were ready to open up this morning. And then the Supreme Court of Oregon decided to make us wait.
And from what I'm understanding is both sides, attorneys on both sides of the Baker decision have until Friday to submit their arguments. So there is no timeline to the Supreme Court saying put a stay on the decision coming out of Baker City. I'm excited. We have a caller. Rebecca is on the line. And good morning, Rebecca. Thank you for joining us today. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm interested in your topics, but I have so many I would like to address. But I think I'm going to focus on what happened. There was a caller on the Jeff Krupp show,
mm-hmm.
who said that he was trying to return his ballot, and he was having trouble finding a place to put his ballot. So I'm going to go take four ballots down to the Marion County elections, and hopefully they're receiving them there. But any citizen has the right to go in and observe the ballots being processed. And I want to encourage people to go down there and spend the hours. And like I can't stay after dark because I can't drive after dark. But I encourage people to go in and sit there until they kick you out, you know, when they close the doors early in the morning. They say you have the right to sit there and watch the ballots being processed, and I'm hoping that they actually are processing ballots. I'm hoping that there's actually places where you can turn in your ballot.
I'm with you on that, Rebecca, because I lived in South Dakota where we actually cast our ballot on the day of election, and we had people at the polls from both sides, you know, both parties that were poll watchers, right, that made sure they double check everything, you know, that the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed. And then when the ballots got brought over to the clerk, same thing. So you're saying that we have a right as voters and citizens to view this process there at the Marion County Courthouse. Now, the Marion County Courthouse is located in the 500 block of Court Street, and it's saying right here in the guide that they can drop off from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. today. There's also a site here in off of Commercial Street at the Walmart parking lot. I'm a little leery. These outlying communities.
Well, there are some official places, though. In Silverton, for example, it's at the city of Silverton. There's an actual drop box, and we've done this for years, where we've dropped them off in the locked box in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So Kaiser City Hall has one. Silverton City Hall has one. There's one at the Marion County Health Building on Center Street. There is one at the Woodburn Public Library. There's one at the Marion County Public Works Building on Silverton Road. One at the Mount Angel City Hall. So,
okay, so
they are available everywhere. Hey, Rebecca, you're a hero. Hey, why don't you hold on through the break, because we can't hear
Rebecca,
you.
Can you hold on and we'll talk after the break?
Sure.
We've got a break coming up. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, with news that you can use. We'd love to talk to you. You can call in at 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this wonderful Tuesday. Election day, primary day, in fact, in our state. So much going on, and glad to have Rebecca on the line. Rebecca, thank you for taking the time to call in and listening in this morning. And I love the fact that you are stepping up. And really, in a sense, Don and I were talking about you're a hero. You're part of that 20% we're talking about, taking action, standing up, being a patriot, helping others learn where to put their ballot. Talk to us a little bit about what you're doing there and making sure that the ballots are getting in.
Well, I just heard somebody call the Jeff Krupp Show this morning, and they had gone to four locations that normally the ballots were received, and there was nothing there. And they finally tracked it down to a Ross store and where they could put their ballot. And so many people won't have that kind of, tracking it down
right
type thing. They'll just go home and be annoyed. So it's very alarming to me that they had to go four different places to find a place to drop their ballot.
And that was in Staten, right? I think they said Staten.
I didn't catch where, but I think it was something like Staten.
And in the guide right here, it says in Staten, you're to drop it off at the City Hall in the printed guide, which was not the case, I believe.
It's actually, they've got it at the Staten Public Library
at
parking
the library.
Lot there.
Okay. Yeah. And so they weren't, and I remember them saying that they ended up going to the grocery store. So we're going to read through the list again of where you can drop your ballot off.
Okay, I can.
Well, I just encourage people to go to the election office. Every citizen has the right to sit there and watch the ballots being processed. It's a very interesting process if they're actually doing it. I'm hoping they're doing it.
Right. With the COVID-19, maybe they've changed the rules. I don't know. It's like a good question.
Well, keep your 6 feet distance.
They sent out the ballots, so let's hope they count them. But, Stalin said it's not who votes, it's who counts the ballots that count.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's true with George Soros owning a lot of the voting machines that we've purchased across the United States.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Rebecca, we do want to thank you. It's awesome that you call in, and we really enjoyed. I hope you call in, like, every day.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
I would love that. Give us your insight, and certainly maybe even tomorrow, give us some feedback on what you find out today when you're there. I think that's important to let everybody know what's happening at the places that they're processing or hopefully counting our ballots.
Excellent. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a blessed day.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
All right. And on the line, hi, Glenn. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just fine. I kind of wanted to discuss, I like what she's doing, your previous conversation there, but I did want to discuss with both of you the events out in Baker and, of course, the result of how it looks. Because
mm-hmm.
Oregon now is so left. It's someone was talking about how can we talk to them to turn on their light bulb. Well, you have to have a light bulb to turn on. Oregonians don't even have a light bulb anymore to turn on. You talk to them, and you're talking to a wall. But dealing with the issue and Kevin Mannix and his comments, of course, and I was there at the Capitol, and his assistant or associate that was also there, going forward, we're going to lose because of the timetable. She's running out the clock, and the court is going to run out the clock.
Yeah.
Quite obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to punish those that don't want to go along with their program. And that's exactly what this is punishment forwarded to us. And the alternate would be what Atwater, California did, and that would be for the city or cities or counties declare a what is the term?
A sanctuary city?
A sanctuary city for people to come and do business, or for churches and nonprofits to come and do worship in their city or their county and leave the one they're in, which would, of course, create an interesting competition situation.
Yes, it certainly would. And here's the thing that I'm hoping will come out of this is that there will be the giant will be awakened, in a sense that people will see, hopefully their eyes will see what's going on, certainly in our judicial system. Certainly elections have consequences, as we've talked about. But I believe maybe I'm naive, but I believe that we still have some sort of a justice system and some kind of a process set up by our founding fathers that can work. And the law is the law. If they are following it, it should be good. Glenn, I appreciate your input. Any last thoughts?
You're one of your accurate medals. I want to back the people that back your people there at the station.
Yep, accurate, so, precious metals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I want to go over there this week and buy something, and because I've been buying from them for some time from when they started supporting your station, and I know everybody's hurting, but I can do that one little thing to do my part.
Now, Glenn, I don't know if they had such a small. Response here during this COVID shutdown thing. They may be closed, but they did provide a phone number. You can just call their phone number and make a personal appointment. They'll do that for you.
Oh, is it okay? We can't just walk in. Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, I think that's the way they're operating right now. But I also wanted to say, to make this a time for people, this station is like a big megaphone.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is I want to give you all a call to action.
Yes.
Because what Glenn said is absolutely 100% correct. The highest authority from the government in this county are Marion County Commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
And last Friday, I sent them all an email and said, you guys need to step up.
Yes.
You need to fight. And, some of us have to be disobedient, civilly disobedient.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in an elected position, either the county sheriff and the county sheriff, along with the Marion County Commissioners, Polk County Commissioners, they are the ultimate authority, not the governor.
Right.
And so, I want to encourage you to call down to the Marion County Commissioner's office and encourage them kindly, nicely, but strongly that they need to step up and do their job and not wait on somebody to give them permission. We elected them to take care of us on a local level. And the government that is closest to the people is the local government, and they're responsible for what's going on ultimately. Now, I would say the same thing about the city of Salem mayor's office, but we're not in a position necessarily in Salem where the mayor has a lot of power. He's just a tiebreaker on a vote. So call your city council people and honestly make them miserable with the phone calls.
Yes.
Make them miserable with their emails. And Glenn, I appreciate what you brought up, because if we don't do our job, we're going to lose.
Yeah, that is correct. Now, they could if they would vote on those just specifically on their county issues, the immediate county, Marion County, they could open the county up if they would all vote and vote yes. Correct.
That's correct.
That's encouraging.
Okay,
yeah, well, a great call to action. Thank you, Glenn, for the wonderful thoughts, and please call back again. You have a wonderful day.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. On the phone now, we have, who do we have? Who's with us today?
Good morning. This is Terry.
Well, hi, Terry. How are you today?
Good. I listen to your show just about every day, and I just wanted to share an experience I had yesterday. Whenever one of your advertisers is Capital Pawn, and because I listened to your show, I went and checked them out a while back and purchased some silver, and I swung back by yesterday after I heard the good news, and I shared that good news. This was when the governor's rulings were overturned, and so we were in there shaking hands and hugging and not looking at the arrows on the floor, and it was a wonderful time. And so I really feel that the businesses are ready. You know, they're tired of the foolishness, and unfortunately, I know that there was that late night decision last night, but that by that single judge. But I'm just encouraged. And what Glenn said just now, that's fantastic. You know, we used to hear sanctuary cities, and we thought, well, that's foolishness when they were talking about the immigrant issue and that sort of thing. But if we could turn that around and use that and empower that, how fantastic! The competition between cities to draw in business. That's kind of how it should be, you know, capitalism. So absolutely, let your dollars and let your feet do the talking.
And, that's excellent.
That's what I've got to say about that.
Thank you. You know, one of the things that I was thinking when you were talking, too, is we've got one guy in the Supreme Court. You know how the left goes out and harasses our people constantly? And I'm not saying do anything illegal. You know, don't go on the guy's front yard lawn or something like that. But at the Supreme Court building, we should be picketing. At their homes, we should be picketing. At their place of businesses, we should be picketing. Wherever the governor lives, we should be picketing. And we should make our voices known that we're tired of them taking away our freedoms and tired of them taking away our ability to exercise our constitutional rights to make a living and take care of our family and worship and all the things that we currently at least have those rights to do. They don't have a right to take it. And so if we are just sheep and be quiet and go graze off in the pasture that they give us, then we get what we deserve. But you know, I know, Terry, you're you know, the kind of guy who doesn't sit back and just you know, you might ride your motorcycle over somebody's lawn or something. So
the part about that you talked about the sanctuary city and our personal liberties and just that moment of freedom at Capital Pawn where you could high five and give a handshake or a hug, you know, that is something that we are used to doing pre-COVID-19 and all this restraint. Many of us are looking back to getting to our normal, our new normal. Thank you for calling in, Terry, and spending some time with us. Call again, okay?
Hey, we've got open lines, 503-589-1220, right after the break. Do it now.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
I'm stepping on my way.
Good morning.
Give me strength to give me just what I need.
I can feel the hope that's rising in me.
Good morning to you. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, having fun talking to you, the listener, today and finding out what's on your heart. Of course, today is Election Day, primary day. It's very important that we get our vote in. And if you don't know where to go, we're encouraging people to drop it off at the official places, which are, I think, the county seat is the most important, right? The courthouse, safest. And the last caller, one of our callers, Rebecca, talked about how citizens, we have a right to watch that counting and processing take place. I didn't know that. I think that's pretty good to know. And something, if you have some time today that you want to do and be a part of the process, why not find out? And then I love Glenn's suggestion as well about the sanctuary city and the idea of standing firm and standing apart. In our county here, Marion County, I learned something by interviewing candidates, Don. I have Don Wyatt here with me today, and we're talking about today's issues. And Don, I learned that Marion County has a lot of strength. We have fiscal strength. We have a lot of strength in our county, and we've got such a diverse area. We've got the rural and the urban. We've got the agriculture. We've got manufacturing. We've got a strong county in Oregon. And I believe as Marion County leads, so goes Oregon. I really believe that. And if our commissioners can really stand strong and take a step, a bold faith step of faith forward in with their plan, I think that we could see some results.
Yeah, we have the same situation in Polk and Yamhill counties. Good conservative commissioners, good conservative sheriffs.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said earlier, that's really where the buck stops.
Mm-hmm.
Now, each city government can do what they want as well, but in the unincorporated areas, it would be such a great statement of leadership for mm-hmm. our county commissioners to step up. Hey, you've only got about 6 minutes left to call in before we have to go off the air for today. The number is 503-589-1220. We would love to hear your ideas on this whole shutdown. And what do you think about civil disobedience? Civil disobedience simply means that because of your conscience, you will disobey a law, but you are willing to take the consequences and make the sacrifice for the greater good and for your people. And I'd like to hear your ideas on that, too.
I have had an opportunity to follow Lindsey Graham, and that's been real good. And her story, downtown Salem, we have a caller. We're going to bring Brad. Hi, Brad. How are you today?
Oh, doing real good. How are you? Very excited about the election.
Yes. Tell me about what's going on in your day today.
Okay, for one is, I'm really excited about your show on the air in the morning, and I want to let you know it's very informative and it's a very blessed show.
Thank you.
Now, number one is that the Ross IGA in West Salem had drop-off boxes in their lobby before the drop-off ballot set. I still don't know if they do or not.
Okay.
And my hope and my prayer is today that people vote their conscience. I'm encouraged, you know, that they vote in a way that pleases God. I do believe, and my wife and I are born-again Christians, and it's important that we be one nation under God again. We need to be. And not in our city council, it's really important that, I guess that what I'm understanding from the numbers, and I heard from a reliable source, that the Democrats are outvoting Republicans 2-1 with ballots that have been turned in. So I'm calling out to all the Republican Party out there to do what you can, get as many ballots as you can in while you still have time. And I wanted to share that with you.
That's very good, Brad. And are you one that tends to vote early? You get it in right away, or do you like to deliver it the day of?
Oh, no. Well, we do put it in earlier. We've done both. But the important thing is I'd rather drop it off, or I'd rather see us be able to vote at a voting booth instead of a mail-in.
Were you at the Capitol on Sunday? Did you get a chance to join everybody?
Well, we didn't. My wife and I, we kind of wake up kind of late, but we were in there in spirit, and we were praying for this service, and I understand it was a very exciting time. wish I could have been there.
It was an exciting time. Talk to me a little bit about what's going on with you and your wife with the COVID-19 and how you're staying encouraged and inspired during this time of lockdown.
Oh, for one is, my wife is a very talented individual and does a lot of crafts. We're very busy people. We've been a little bit involved with the election here. We've talked to some of the candidates and stuff, and they call our house. We've had nice conversations, and I've been sharing information with other people. I'm really into the third bridge and helping out the homeless, and, you know, we need to turn Salem back where it should be.
That's exactly right. And the issues that you see, you've talked about the homeless and the third bridge. What other issues that are impacting Salem that you'd like to see addressed by our local elected leaders?
Well, I'm definitely pro-life. I'm definitely that. And, you know, accountability, I think, is really important of our political officials. They really do need to be held accountable, and we need to get our justice system working properly again.
Yes.
And church is a definite need. You know, churches don't need to be shut down. They are a necessity.
I agree.
And that's important to this whole area.
So very good. Thank you, Brad, for your input and your encouragement this morning. Have a blessed day, and do call in again, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. You have a blessed day, too.
All right. Thank you. It's so fun to talk to the community and get some feedback on what's going on and hear what's going on. And the show has had a lot of businesses in and been impacted. You've talked about your businesses that have been impacted. The people still hold the power, I believe. We need to be heard. We need to let our elected leaders know how we're being affected by the continued shutdown. We've done our part. We've stayed in. We've worn our masks. That we flatten the curve. It's time to get back to living, because I think the cure is becoming worse than the threat of the disease, right, Don?
Well, it is. And we also are people who have been taught, at least my generation, our generation, to take personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we also learn from Scripture. We rely on God. We rely on ourselves. We rely on our family and our neighbors. And it's not healthy for any of us to be reliant on government to the extent that we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to change that paradigm and get back to relying on each other, relying on our fellowships, our churches and you know, synagogues and temples and whatever else, wherever else you're going for your spiritual meat. And so that's what I would encourage people to do is refuse government. And let government know that its place is to serve us,
right,
not to provide for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we only have just a second left, probably not enough time for a phone call now. But I hope that all of you have been encouraged and stimulated to start thinking about how you can make a difference, no matter how old you are, if you're, you know, in danger in a retirement facility or something like that. You can write letters, get on the internet,
mm-hmm.
Have influence. You can encourage people to
get
involved.
And what a great reminder. And that's what we're here to empower, encourage, engage, and educate. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Don, for coming on in today. I hope to have you on again soon. Get out and vote today, my friends. Remember, no matter what you're facing today, over, under, around, or through, you are an overcomer. Have a great day. Now,